Now, I am practicing my Texas accent. So y'all get ready for me, okay? Today's reading of the scripture was a reading that, especially the one coming out of Matthew that was just read, was one that you might have heard before a lot of times. Today's message title is called Favorite Things. Somebody say favorite things. And if you heard this message that was read to you in the readings, you would think it's pretty easy to understand. But I would like to invite you to pray with me so that now the Holy Spirit will help us understand even more. Can we pray, please? Precious Lord, we come to you at this time, a family of faith, a group of followers, hoping, Lord, that you would speak to us in a powerful way, that you would guide us, Lord, that you would answer questions, that we would be reminded, that we would be focused, Lord, that you would take our hearts and make something of it today. Transform us. Change us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and I ask you, Lord, please use me this morning. Amen. So when we read this, or when Jerry read it for us, it seems that it doesn't take much thought to figure out what's going on here. See, at first it might appear very, to the casual reader. How many of you like to read? All right. That this Christian thing, if we look at what was being read, is defined as nothing more, maybe, or just something similar to just being a good humanitarian. And maybe we could do that. Maybe all of us have tried to be good humanitarians. But what we really have here in this scripture reading is a ready-made list, letting us know what we should be doing, what we should all be doing. A ready-made list. And if it was a ready-made list, it could help us. Well, we would just be sure to include the dates and times and keep track of our efforts, of everything we're supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden, we might just get enough points to go right into heaven. But that's not the way it works. That is not the way it works. Looking forward, looking further, we find that there are two groups in this passage that was read to us, considering the same things with different perspectives. And looking at the outcome, I think that we would do best if we were part of the first group, the sheep. Okay? We're going to talk about sheep and goats here a little bit today, okay? What are you, a sheep or a goat? Well, sometimes we behave like goats. Come on now, right? The first group, perhaps, let's make believe we have these two different teams. First groups have t-shirts that say sheep on them, okay? And I hope that all of us could come to that team. Amen? And they did the following. They provided food for the hungry, water for the thirsty, hospitality for the stranger, clothing for the naked, treatment for the sick, and visits for the prisoner. And there was another group. The other group, now write this down, please. Put it down there, okay? The other group was the one that looked away at what was being told to them. The one that looked away when they saw the hungry. The one that looked away when they saw the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, the ones that were in prison. And we all think about this, and it's pretty easy for us to understand which side we should be in, which team we should be in. Sure. Somebody say, sure. But there is a twist in all of this, and I like twists. Both groups were puzzled, if you noticed. Both groups were puzzled when Jesus said, "I was the one." Both of them were puzzled. "I was the one you saw hungry. I was the one you saw thirsty. I was the person that you saw in need of clothing, medical help. Oh, I was the one that needed friendship. I was the stranger. I was the prisoner. I was the one that you helped. I was the one that you turned away." Now, what's going on here? Two groups seeing the same thing, knowing or hearing the same thing. What's going on? Why wasn't the group that was the team that was called the sheep? Why didn't they were doing the right thing. Why didn't they notice? Why didn't they notice? Why weren't they aware they were doing good deeds for Jesus? Verses 37 through 39 Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you as a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick? When was it that we saw you a prisoner and visited you? They sound clueless. Even the people that did what they were supposed to do sounded clueless. Did you ever notice this? They were clueless. And why is the question? And I think that brings us to the sermon title. I think it has a lot to do with the enjoyment of doing their favorite thing. The things that you do naturally. Somebody say naturally. What's on your list of favorite things? I don't need you to tell me right now, but just think about those things. All of us have favorite things to do list. What's your favorite thing? There are some people whose entire day gets ruined if they don't get to do their favorite thing. It gets ruined. It's that kind of heartfelt feeling that you get to do that you enjoy so much. Now, in my case, I like gardening. Who likes gardening? See, I'm not the only man who likes gardening here, right? Because I love gardening. Now, you know who loves gardening even more than I do? Yvette. You're right. She loves gardening in a really weird way. She loves it. She makes me do stuff. That's how much she loves it, you know? And she enjoys it. If there is good weather, this woman will be outside making holes, digging holes, pruning things, and whatever. And then she's asking me, "What are you doing inside? Come on, let's do this." It's a great day. She enjoys it for her, and I heard something when I was coming out. It's not work when you enjoy things. That's what she always says. It's not work. I just enjoy this. So Bob and I weren't talking about this, but the Spirit talks, right? And it's in the space here. She does it because she loves it, my wife. I'm sure you can think of things that you simply do for the love of enjoying it, for the love of it being your favorite thing. Now, is that the way that these helpers that were doing the right thing took the passage? Were they doing this because of that? Are they doing it for the love of God, what they were doing, helping people, doing, providing? Were they doing it for the love of God? And then to all this and this question, I might just say, well, maybe not so much for the love of God as for the love of God that was in them, that moves them to do things even without thinking about it. If you notice that since you came to Christ and you became part of this church or in your relationship with God, all of a sudden you do things that you, I would never do that before. Have you noticed? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hopefully that means that you are feeling this thing, you know. Things that you used to not do, you do now, and sometimes you can't explain it, not because necessarily for the love of God, but for the love of the God who is in you. Hallelujah. See, I'm very impatient. Did anybody know about this? So, I have learned to be patient. And I wait my turn. And I even when I have things put on God's put in God's hands like request, I try not to be too impatient, but wait upon God's perfect time and will. And it has helped me. There's a difference that I want to talk to you about here that the passage highlights. The difference, the helpers didn't say, I'm doing this for the love of Jesus. They did it because they couldn't imagine doing anything different. Can you imagine yourself now with your relationship with Christ not helping other people, not being involved in the things that you're involved? It just comes naturally. You do it because you like to do it. Something inside of you is moving you to do it. Anyone would have done the same, one of them said. Is that true? How about the ones that look the other way? How about that? Our hearts through Christ's spirits are shaped. When we come to Christ, we become something that God is shaping. Like you've seen clay, right? Being shaped. God doesn't only shape our lives outwardly. Inside, we are changed. My friends, there are people that in the world may not be the most beautiful person with physique and all, but my God, if you really look in the inside of them and they have Jesus Christ, they're the most beautiful people in the world. I've seen people that just are so beautiful because that beauty comes from inside out. And that's the way that we're supposed to be. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
My friends, we learn this. And how we learn to do this is that we learn from each other. We should be learning from each other. Paul talked about this a lot too. To be the imitators of me like I am of Christ. It's not that you have to be an imitator of me because you want to be Paul. But Paul wanted to be like Christ. Hallelujah. Don't you want to do the same? We learn together, my friends. We have to teach each other how to be loving, how to be service to other people. It's such a pleasure, it's such a joy to be in God's house. Somebody say amen today. Aren't you happy to be in this place today? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. There's enjoyment here. We don't come here necessarily for the love of God, but because it comes naturally. We want to be here. We want to be part of God's blessing in our lives. We want to be part of whatever God is offering us today. Ahora. Hallelujah. The outcome of everything that we were talking about, have been talking about this morning, is described in John 7:38. John 7:38 says something like this. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Living water. The goats never found the flowing waters, you know. Instead, they dammed them up and became stagnant. I don't want any of you to become stagnant. I want all of you to continue to do God's work and continue to follow God to lead. The sheep go along. The sheep go along with the flow of the Spirit. Church, that is exactly what we're called to do. Do not stay stagnant. Follow the flow of the Spirit. Follow the flow of the Spirit. So what do we do with the list that we saw? When did you see me hungry? When did you see me thirsty? When did I need clothing? What do we do with this list of things that we do? Because sometimes we don't know why we do them. Maybe we can look at it as a list of, instead of our favorite things, of Jesus' favorite things. And because Jesus is in us, they're our favorite things. And that's why we do them. Hallelujah. My friends, with God's blessing, it will become ours too. Our favorite things to do. We need to understand, for example, how God wants to use us. Have you ever gone to a place where, for example, a doctor's office, and all of a sudden somebody with crutches comes in and having a hard time, and all of a sudden you go and open up a door and help her sit down or him sit down, and by the way, I was about to get some coffee. Would you want some coffee also? And all of a sudden you sit next to this person and you're in a conversation talking to her, and you know, why do you do these things? God. It's God that is in you. And when you do kind of things like this, you think about it. You say, what? I didn't check that off my list. Well, you don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. Because it's written in your heart. Because it came naturally to you. The sheep seemed unaware. So clueless in the outpouring of kindness that they were doing. Because they were being moved by Jesus Christ, by God, to do whatever they were doing. I call upon you today that those things that move you to help other people, to make a difference in other people's lives, those things that you can't even understand why you do it sometimes. Well, why do I put up with these? Yeah, some people are hard to put up with, right? But then you do it anyway. The things that you're doing it because God is in you. Now don't stop doing that, because that's our mission. That's what we're supposed to be doing. By the way, we're Methodist. Here at the United Methodist Church, we have to understand that missions was always part of social mission, and spirituality was always part of our history, and it still is. You have a lot of ministries at this church where you can become involved in. We have food pantry. Come on, tell me more. What? That? Come on. ESL, which we teach the English. What else? Wesley Dinners, where we feed the hungry. What else? We have a whole lot of stuff that we do at church where you can plug into and start serving. Hey, we are called to serve, not to be served. The biggest one of all came and served. So what are we supposed to do? I hope that this message will sink in, and that you all are reminded that we do some favorite things and help others and make a difference in other people's lives because of the one who is ultimately inside of us. May God bless you and keep you now and forevermore.